This year's baseball season is off to an historic start. Last Friday in Tampa, Florida, the first female manager of a minor league team made her managerial debut. Kerry Sheridan of member station WUSF went to the game and met plenty of inspired young girls in the stands.
At Joker Marchant Stadium, fans were ecstatic about baseball's return. For 9-year-old Lila Chauncey, this was new.
I came out here mostly to watch my first baseball game and to see the first woman to manage a team, a baseball team.
That woman was Rachel Balkovic, the 34-year-old manager of the Tampa Tarpons. She's the first woman ever to manage a minor league baseball team.
It's kind of a big deal for a woman to be coaching a baseball team because it's very rare to see that.
What do you think about that?
It really shows how if you want to do something, you can really do it, and that you can do anything if you try your hardest.
Balkovic has made history before. Back in 2012, she became the minor league's first full-time female strength and conditioning coach before becoming a hitting coach in the New York Yankees minor league system. At a press conference before the game, Balkovic said she's motivated by the women who came before her, like Sue Falsoni, who a decade ago became the first female head athletic trainer for the Los Angeles Dodgers and the first of any major American pro sports league.
That was about the time when I was starting to get into baseball, and it was really impactful for me to know that there was a woman doing anything, you know, on the field at that time.
But still, the journey for Balkovic was an uphill battle, shrouded with what she described as blatant discrimination.
It's been 10 years of just working to this point. I would say the early years for sure is when I would say I had almost no support in some ways because there were no women.
But that's changing. 2 years ago, Kim Ng was named general manager of the Miami Marlins, the first woman to run a Major League Baseball team. And there were plenty of women and girls at Friday's game. Many were athletes themselves, like 15-year-old Sarah Duenas. She says seeing a woman manage a men's team,
it's a very once-in-a-lifetime experience. It's pretty cool.
Her teammate, 17-year-old Jocelyn Huddleston, says she looks up to Balkovic for what she's done.
I admire her inspiration to young women everywhere, showing that you can do a man's job and do it better than a man. And she's really showed all of us in Florida that we can do that, and it really is inspiring for me.
Huddleston and 15-year-old Amanda Bonilla say that inspiration is needed because there's still a lot of work to do.
I wonder for your age group, you know, do you feel like it's an even playing field between boys and girls? You're all shaking your heads no.
Not even close. She has definitely broken the barrier to where it was only men managing and coaching, and it just shows us that we're not just limited, because in our society we feel very much divided and girls have to be here and boys have to be there. And her doing this, it breaks that barrier and makes us realize that we are more equal than we realize.
We're more, like, it shows us that we're more than what we are, and, like, we're worthy towards ourselves, and we can be independent, too.
In the end, the woman they came out to cheer for led the Tampa Tarpons to a win, beating the Lakeland Flying Tigers 9-6.
Tampa and Rachel Balkovic picks up a opening night victory to kick off the 2022 campaign.
For Here and Now, I'm Kerry Sheridan in Tampa.